in my pocket. I got a poncho in my shoes. I got a rock in my other pocket and a nickel in my other shoe. And if that rock gets hot, turn around. You ain't in a real good spot, so you better be moving on down the road. Because do re mi fa sol la ti, do re mi fa sol la ti, do re mi fa sol la ti da o.
What's up, urinal cakes and toilet ducks? Welcome to
the internet is a toilet.
Today we are covering something very special. Easily the best segment from the television show Cops.
What are you wearing a skirt for?
It's a Scottish kilt.
Scottish kilt? Are you Scottish?
I am Scottish.
But before we go any further, let me give you a little history between myself and this episode of Cops. I saw it for the first time a little over 15 years ago. My roommates and I saw it live on TV, DVR'd it, and memorized it, line for line. One day, the DVR died and we lost it. We didn't really think that much about it, because Cops was a very popular TV show and we thought we would see it again soon. And I'm also pretty internet savvy, so I hopped from YouTube to all those crappy TV streaming sites, and nothing. Just lots of other people looking for it. So I took to multiple social media platforms and I offered a $50 reward if anybody could, quote, successfully find the real Cops Season 10, Episode 26, unquote. I had a bunch of people sending me this one YouTube link, which is labeled Season 10, Episode 26, but it's clearly not. There's no stolen moped, no skirted flasher. You think I'm going to put a $50 reward out there and not even just simply search YouTube? Ugh. Things had gotten so desperate that I literally found the police officer from the episode and reached out to him on Facebook, hoping for anything. He actually replied and was very kind, but no video. Long story, medium length. One day, a Redditor reached out to me and asked if I had found it yet, because he's pretty sure that he had found it. And he was right. I couldn't believe it. After years and years of waiting and searching and waiting more and searching more, the real Cops Season 10, Episode 26 is officially reclaimed. Now, where did we leave off?
We got a call that you were out in the middle of the road, flashing the knife around, exposing yourself.
Exposing my man, what do you mean?
Exposing yourself, pulling up your skirt.
No, sir, never did.
Simple. Did you pull the knife out on anybody?
No, sir.
You never flashed it at anybody? It's been sitting in that bag the whole time?
No, sir.
So they were lying is what you're saying?
Dartboard.
That is not a dartboard. If that's a dartboard, then I run a successful YouTube show. Oh.
You haven't been flashing anybody?
No, sir.
You sure? What do you got underneath the skirt?
I don't know if you want to know the...
Do you have anything on or just your skirt?
I got under it.
What do you got under it?
You know what I got under it. Oh, you mean underpants and stuff?
Yeah, do you have any underpants
no,
on?
No, no, no.
Well, that's probably the best interaction between two people that has ever happened in the entire historical timeline of the universe as we know it. One more time, please.
You haven't been flashing anybody?
No, sir.
You sure? What do you got underneath the skirt?
I don't know if you want to know the...
Do you have anything on or just your skirt?
I got under it.
What do you got under it?
You know what I got under it. Oh, you mean underpants and stuff?
Yeah, do you have any underpants
no,
on?
No.
Dude. You were just being accused of exposing yourself.
Exposing yourself?
Yes, exposing yourself. Do you really think the cop was asking you if you had a dick under your skirt? This is so good. And would you believe me if I told you it gets exponentially better?
I'm a country music singer.
What songs you sing?
Well, my first song is I Got a Rock in My Pocket. My second song is You Can Sing Away the Blues. And my third song is Going Home to Tennessee.
I got a rock in my pocket. How's that go?
I got Jesus in my pocket. I got a poncho in my shoes. I got a rock in my other pocket and a nickel in my other shoe. And if that rock gets hot, turn around. You ain't in a real good spot, so you better be moving on down the road. Because do re mi fa sol la ti, do re mi fa sol la ti, do re mi fa sol la ti da oh.
Look at that pose. So proud. This man's passion is undeniable. He rocks out so hard with wallet in hand that whatever loose change he has in it goes flying out at one point.
Turn around. You ain't in a real good spot, so you better be moving on down the road. Because do re mi fa sol la ti. Do re mi fa sol la ti. Do re mi fa sol la ti da oh.
Wait, and you said you know three songs?
No, you can sing Way the Blues.
How's that one go?
Have you ever had the blues? Well, I got some mighty good news. You can sing away the blues. If you've lost your one and only, or you lost your only one, just sing a little song. It won't be long, and the blues will go away.
This guy is the best. He's also very drunk.
I gotta practice.
All right, well, you go home and practice. And we'll see you on the TV pretty soon. Okay?
Not video in the jailhouse.
No, not there. We'll see you on CMT.
CMT.
With Shania Twain. Okay?
Bye, I'll come to you.
Have a good day.
Oh, it's amazing. It feels so good to have this back in my possession. The universe is right again. And while I was digging all over the internet to find this episode, I also found this news story. Apparently our buddy Rock in My Pocket, who I later found out also goes by Crazy Horse, which makes sense, well, he called 911 and asked how many legs an octopus has. Then, about 30 minutes after that hilarious prank, officers were again dispatched to his house when he called 911 again, asking if the Russian alphabet was the same as the English alphabet. Oof. He got arrested, and they also decided to mention in the article that they found him, quote, grossly intoxicated. Then, from a Facebook post of that article, I found one of his neighbors had shared this. They wrote, "This is some of his handiwork from last week. It says, Crazy Horse for President, complete with black boxers hanging up beside the sign." Wow. What a ride. And it is now with a heavy heart that I must tell you that John passed away April 12th, 2019. That being said, he was 72 years young and hopefully had lived a long, fulfilling life. Maybe he shouldn't have called 911 for such a trivial reason? Twice? But come on, this guy is a full-on legend, and there is no denying that. There's plenty of other information out there on old John Crazy Horse Baron, but that's all for this episode. It's not at all funny or amusing, and I have no interest in speaking ill of him. I just want to laugh and remember the good times we shared. The glory of Reddit is the only reason that I can finally watch this piece of art again. Thank you, Reddit. Therefore proving that the internet is a toilet. A glorious, wonderful toilet. If you like the show, give it a subscribe, like, or share. And if you really like the show, feel free to head to the website toilet.show for links to merch, ways to donate, and so much more. Lastly, get in touch. Reach out, say hi, or just tell me about some shitty shit on the internet that you know about that I may not. But until then,
put them in a jar.
What do you got under?
You know what I got under.
Whoa, what?